Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. Brother Griffin always does an awesome job, so I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Danielle, for such a warm welcome. We thank the Grace View Church and the Grace Nurture Ministry for sponsoring such a wonderful telecast that we have to exhort and encourage and edify our brothers and sisters in Christ each day of the week. For this, we ought to be eternally grateful. Our discussion this morning is taken from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, entitled, Not Until Your Mind Gets Changed. You know, I'm reminded of myself coming up as a kid. You know, I was an athletic person, and when it was raining outside and I couldn't go out and play, and I started pouting, making fouls. We'll go outside and throw my football. And my mom would say, not until you change your, until you get your attitude right, you can't go outside. And so immediately the frown would go. I stopped pouting. And she sweat me out for about 5 minutes and then you go outside and so and play. And so, but it was only after she would see a change in my attitude that I could enjoy the benefits of going outside. Now, that's kids' play and child's play and going back to my adolescent years. But it's more serious when it comes to the Word of God. The Apostle Paul encourages those who were reading his words in that particular passage. He says, I therefore beseech you, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. The Apostle Paul is telling those in his audience that it's only spiritual, it's only right, it's only the perfect thing to do, that you give yourself totally over unto God. That is your body. But not only your body, your spirit and your mind must be in line with God as well. You know, there are certain things that you cannot do on a computer until you power it up, until you open the right window, until you have the right operating program, that you can send out an email or receive an email or download anything. You have to synchronize. You have to interface with the microprocessors in that computer before it be able to do what you want to do. Now, when it comes to the spiritual realm, until you connect with God in the most appropriate manner, you cannot understand what his will is for you. And if you don't understand what God's will is, you're going to be left out in the fight for the faith or defending the faith, growing in grace and truth, growing in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because you're on the outside of the windows and you cannot get in and you cannot do any process of anything because you have not connected with God. So when I talk about not until your till you get your mind right or till you get your mind changed, you cannot know what the will of God is for you. Therefore, you have to sit on the outside. In the football term, you have to ride the bench until you change your attitude. So Paul says, be not conformed to this world. See, there's a dissuasion there. Be not conformed to this present world. In other words, don't copy, don't mimic, don't follow, don't transimpose yourself, don't follow after, don't strive to be like, don't adjust your life to mirror the world, to satisfy the world, to get along with the world. But here's a persuasion. Be ye transformed, that is changed, how? By the renewing, the renovation, the starting over, the improvement, the betterment of your mind. And why is it so important that your mind be right? Without the mind, see, the mind is the seat of all reason. If the mind is tainted or warped or it's off track, it's not much you can do until you get up. Well, sometimes you get up early, jump out of your bed, and you look dizzy at times for older people anyway. And you have to sit back and collect your thoughts and figure out what you plan to do, where you're headed, get your balance or your mental equilibrium, we may call it. Until those things get balanced and you get your bearings, you can't go very far, even in your own bedroom. And so then when we talk about aligning this with the Word of God, it says, be not conformed to this world. If we as children of God are more in line with the cares of this world, the cares of this life, we're more concerned about what they out there think of us, and what they out there think of the church, then we don't have a block. We're going to have a determinant. We're going to have something that prevents us from transforming our minds. Our mind is not going to come online with God as fast as it ought to, as clear or consistent as it ought to. always have this battle between what the world expects of me and what God expects of me, and which side will I gravitate towards the easiest. And so, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, right now I'm past due to renew my passport. If I do not renew it, I cannot travel outside of the United States and expect to come back. In fact, it won't let me out. I've got to renew my passport so I can enter in and enter exit the country freely without any question. Same thing is applicable to our spiritual warfare of our lifestyle. Until we change our mind, get our attitude right, get our spirit right, we can worship God in spirit and in truth. Therefore, I encourage my congregation, when you get out of your bed, before you get dressed, while you're getting dressed, on your way out the door, you tell yourself a self-talk, I'm on my way to God's assembly. Let my heart, mind, soul, and spirit be right. When you pull into the parking lot, say it again. Let my heart, mind, soul, and spirit be right. As you go into the front door, say it again. Let my heart, mind, and soul, and spirit of God be right. As soon as you see the first person, you say it again. And as you go into the worship hall, say it again. Let my heart, mind, soul be right today, God. And you're preparing yourself, you're transforming your mind that you may be able to receive or prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. So God's will, the only way you can access God's will and know what God would really want you to do is there would be a transformation or a changing or a getting right of your mind, soul, and spirit. Now, once you have emptied yourself of all those worldly interferences, now you can read that word of God, and that truth will just come up by, we don't call it osmosis in a spiritual way, but it just come up into your heart and your mind, and I mean, come into your mind, into your heart, your soul, your spirit, and now you can worship in spirit and in truth. You can say the right thing to your fellow brother or sister in Christ. You can be on your best behavior because you connected with God, because you got your mind right. So until your mind gets changed, until my mind gets changed, I cannot really learn and appreciate what the will of God is for me. That is the reason why we have so many believers sitting on a bench, not engaging in ministry, never invited anyone to worship, not in setting up a Bible study for your preacher or your evangelist, not doing any form of evangelism, because they have not first renewed their mind, got the trash and debris out of the way so they can understand what God's will is for them. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for this day. Thankful for all that you are, all that you ever can be, all that you ever will be. Just pray that you continue to work on our mind, body, soul, and spirit, that we'll be not conformed to this world, formed by the renewing of our mind, that we might be able to prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of yours is. This we do pray in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.